from the Kiss 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Rainey says, if you travel 200 years in the past, do you think that you have enough knowledge to be able to invent anything ahead of its time?
200 years in the past?
200 years. That would require some research, to be honest with you. But do I have, like my fear is that, like, if I went into the past, like, I don't know, unless I was part of something where I knew the outcome, but I don't know really, like, enough about, and, like, I don't know how I would prove that I was from the future.
You can bring an almanac.
No, you can't. Like, let's say you show
you
up, like,
show
Terminator
up
style, nude, right? And then you have to convince people that you're from the future. Like, what do you say? What could you possibly say to convince people that you were from the future?
I'm free. What I would say.
Shem would wind up naked in a field, right?
That's
Terminator
facts.
Style.
Yeah.
You'd never leave
with
that field.
You don't want to go with Shem.
Yeah. Shem would like beam down, zoom, 200 years ago, and all he'd hear is, there you are.
Oh, no.
Found him.
Yeah.
Right?
That's not
the accent you put on. There you are.
That's not a good look for you, bro.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to stay here if that's cool.
I'll tell you what. I'll just tell you all about it when I get back.
You could be in charge of the machine to bring this all back. Right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and as a white guy, I'm not going back there going, guys, let me tell you about the future, okay?
Yeah.
All this stuff here you have, all this, we got to end it.
Yeah, you get killed.
I'm getting killed, right? You can't be that guy.
Yeah. Where I come from, everything's great. Everything's equal. We all love each other.
Yes.
You know, I mean, parts of the world do.
Yes. No, so I don't know what I would do. Like, I don't know if I could invent something. Like, what could I possibly...
I do not have the type of knowledge to be able to invent a thing.
Like, I couldn't build, like, a simple machine that would then inspire somebody to build a bigger machine. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait.
Like, I don't know how I would do...
What if it's something, like, you sew? Like, do they have socks back then? Like, what if you...
Socks? Of course they have socks back then.
Yes.
They wore clothing.
Okay. But, like, okay, what about, like, could you invent, like, a hat, like a knitted hat?
Like a
I don't know how to knit.
Oh, okay.
They've been knitting for thousands of years.
Oh.
Yes.
I think I could show people future makeup trends by making makeup.
How would you make makeup?
With, like, household products, things in the wild. Like, I could,
like,
I think, I don't know, like, I'd figure it out with, like, charcoal and, I don't know, like, turmeric and something. I'll figure it out when I'm there.
Girl, but you're like, give yourself a rash. You
I don't care.
Kind of
I will figure it out because I think I'd be
then?
Able to show them, like, this is what eyeliner is and this is what blush is and this is what, like...
You're going to rub coal all over your lips,
I don't
girl.
Care what I'm rubbing. You know, I'm not going to finish this.
I'll make the chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Maybe it's got to be food related. Some sort of cooking.
I can make tzatziki.
You know what
I probably had that 200 years ago.
Yeah,
you know what? You know what I could do? Is I would actually be able to invent the manual lawnmower.
You would?
Yep.
You really would?
Yep.
Oh, I guess you need blades, knives.
It's a reel, right? So it's not
it's not the spinny one.
It's not the spinny one. It's the one that rolls.
Yeah.
Right? That you could invent that easily.
What would you use?
You just need metal and screws?
Yeah.
And-
like I wouldn't be able to physically do it, but I could go to a...
Like a blacksmith,
and I could draw it all out exactly the way that I needed it, and you know we could put it all together. It would cut grass.
You could show people how to do a selfie.
With what?
With those big cameras that you have to stand in front of.
Did they have those 200 years ago?
I guess they did.
Yeah, true. But then you invent that, and then what? Nobody cares.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
You got to stand there for like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
while it takes the photo.
Yeah. Yeah, the safety pin was invented in 1849. Hmm. Somebody invented the dishwasher way back then. Like, none of this stuff, like the light bulb, like I wouldn't even know where to begin. Yeah. I could tell people, guys, everywhere has lights. Mm-hmm. You could go to your whole life without ever being in the dark. Everywhere has lights. How? I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, you just sound crazy. Right? At that point.
I sound crazy. Uh-huh. So I don't know.
You
know,
manual lawnmower.
I watched a documentary on orange juice, and people didn't know what orange juice was, you know, not that long ago, so you could create orange juice.
I guess you could, yeah.
If you're in a place that has oranges.
Yeah, let's say we're here. We're not with Shem.
No, right? Leave with me, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Shem, you got us on orange juice, right?
I got you.
Okay, cool.
No problem. No problem.
Thanks, everyone, for all of your DMs. That was great. Oh, wait. Do we have time for one more?
We can if you want.
We got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Vincent said, is Maria going to run her full marathon this year? Is she starting to train yet? That's a no. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have a stress fracture in my foot that has still not healed, and I'm still limping around, and I cannot run. So
no marathon.
No marathon, which I'm sad about, but it's really painful. Like, it's a struggle to even teach spin classes right now. But,
oh, damn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. Any of the KISS social accounts that you hit up, Maria monitors and gets those questions and adds it to the list, and we talk about them every single day on the show. Thanks, Maria.
You got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
Here we are. Time for yet again another DM Deep Dive.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Shane says, does Roz have any YouTube chefs he could recommend? I want to get into cooking, and I'm a visual learner. And when the hell is Mocha going to pay for YouTube already?
Well, first, let me answer that. Never. Roz?
God, there's a bunch. I think one guy that I really enjoy watching is, I think his name is Gogu, something like that. He's a barbecue guy. Uh-huh. He's really, really great. He started off, he had a sous vide channel. His channel is called Sous Vide Everything. And he was really, really good. Oh, I'll tell you who I really, really love is there is a YouTube channel called Pasta Grammar. Okay. And it's an American guy. Uh-huh. Who married a hardcore, like, Italian woman.
Okay.
Okay? And it's this American guy and his hardcore Italian wife. And their earlier YouTube stuff was all her reviewing, like, American Italian food. But he would, like, give her Chef Boyardee and stuff like this, right?
Oh, my God.
And then it evolved into a very, they have a huge community. They got, like, 400,000 followers. But then it really, really evolved. And then it's all just her cooking, right? But her accent is so phenomenal. And let me play you just a little tiny bit of her.
For
okay.
sure, one of the most traditional way which we eat cannelloni in Italy is stuffed with meat. But for meat, I mean a ragù that is very close to a bolognese ragù.
Oh
right.
My God.
Like, she's the
every
best.
Bolognese ragù starts with a soffritto. And soffritto is made with carrots, celery, onion.
Oh my God, she sounds like my friend Nonna.
Yeah, but she's only, I think she's maybe 40 years old.
Oh, yeah?
Right, yeah. She's got this big wild mane of, like, dark hair and stuff. So, Pasta Grammar, Roxy and I watch a lot of that. There is another chef that I really like. The barbecue guy, I think his name is Gogu. Like, let me just find out here.
Do you follow Susser Lee?
No, just on social media. I see Susur stuff on social. I'm not big on, like, I love their channel, but, like, because what Susur does is his son is, like, he'll go buy a burrito and then he'll give it to his dad and say, make this gourmet. And then Susur deconstructs the Taco Bell burrito and adds to it and recooks it and rewraps it and then turns it into something gourmet. Mm. Right? Like, it's really, really cool, but I'm not really interested in that because I would just never really do that.
You know what his son's name is?
No.
Jet Li.
Oh, Jet Li, is it? Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So I'll find that barbecue guy. Maybe I'll throw it up on social. I don't want Gogu? Grogu? No, Grogu is the guy from Mandalorian, right?
The guy? Baby Yoda. Grogu's Baby
right,
Yoda.
Right. Gugu? I'm trying to remember what this guy's name is,
Gugu
man.
Gugu is what you say when you're following followed by Gaga.
But recently I've just been watching a lot of restaurant videos because there's a lot of chefs out there that film themselves in their restaurants, like during mealtime, like when they're actually working a shift, and I'm fascinated with those. So I'll just sit and watch like a 30 minute shift in the kitchen of a restaurant. I'm really down with that.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Steven says, who thinks they have the best laugh? People have said Mocha's is very infectious, but I'd argue that Roz is actually much funnier when he dies laughing at something on the show.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Battle of the laughs. Let's go around the room. Maria?
I definitely think Mocha, yours is infectious. Yeah.
Shem?
I will say I think mine's the worst of the team, but yeah, I can't say agreed. Who I think is the best. Well, you don't have to agree so quickly.
What? God. Yo, be a nice day, it's done, bro.
Jeez. But I can't say who I think is the best. I really don't know.
Dan Mori.
I love Roz's laugh because when
no, no,
Roz...
No, that's not the answer. That's not the question.
Well, let me finish. It's
no,
a heartfelt...
No.
It's,
I can't, no. Just
let
say,
him finish. Let him finish.
I was trying to compliment the...
Sorry, I apologize. Again,
what
be nice
What is the matter
day,
with you?
Nice
one
done,
day
guys.
After.
Yeah, let him finish. What were you saying, Maureen?
I was just going to say, when Roz laughed...
never mind. I don't care.
Next DM,
I'm joking,
please.
I'm joking.
You'll never know.
I'm joking. Okay, for me, who has the best laugh? We don't hear much of it, and I don't know whether it's because he's just gotten healthier or not, but when Maury would break into a wheeze...
I almost passed away.
To me, there was nothing better than that. But I would say historically, like even talking to the amount of fans that... that we have, and when we were doing the docuseries, everything else, I would say without question, if you ask the fans, they would 100% say Mocha. Like it's not even up for debate.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, thanks, Maury. So what, you were going to prop me up and then pick Mocha?
Yeah,
is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
One more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Kaylee says, Maria, I love you so much, and I have a question for the DM deep dive as I'm currently listening to the podcast. My question is, do you guys ever get offended by what you say on the show, and do you talk about that later, or do you guys already know that everything is a joke and should be taken lightheartedly and so you don't get offended?
I mean, Roz was offended by Maury's last comment.
Yeah.
No, I don't say anything. Like, I don't think any of us really say anything that we would find offensive.
No.
Or we go back and be like, oh, I wish I never said that. Right?
No. So I think if it's anything, I think it's the opposite. Like, in the moment, I will say something that I think was funny or that was, you know, whatever. But as soon as we turn the mics off, like four or five minutes later, I'm like, oh, that's what I should have said, because it would have been a much better burn.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's like, I have, you know, those are the only sort of regrets I have, but I rarely regret saying something because I think that, you know, it hurts somebody's feelings or not, because I don't think that that's really what we do. I think we all get it kind of equally. So I don't, that never bothers me.
Yeah.
All,
you guys know, right?
No, I think it's like a playful, like you're poking at each other with fun though. I don't think anyone's ever like saying any disses or burns, as Roz was saying, to like hurt someone intentionally. So
except
I think
that last comment from Maury about Roz.
Yeah.
But I do love when you guys poke fun at me.
Anyway,
thank God.
All right, there we go.
Oh, wait. Guga Foods, G-U-G-A, not Grogu.
Okay, thank
you. Guga is the guy's name. He's fun as hell. He's the barbecue guy that I like a lot.
That was the DM deep dive. We'll do it again tomorrow. That was great. Thanks, Maria.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
DM deep dive time once again.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Maria says, Mocha, where do you find all of those clips you played during the show? The Jesus one kills me, and lately I find I've been saying it's chess, not checkers, a lot more.
It's chess, not checkers.
I don't know, I just find them.
Yeah.
I just think I see stuff online.
But
especially on Instagram, I see stuff, and then when I get to work, I just like record the audio and keep them.
But I think the question is for people, because when we just play clips like the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth!
Which we play all the time. I think what people are wondering is, what is the original context?
Oh, they're all just from like various videos.
No, but like what was the, like when the woman says Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we use it for 1,000 different reasons on the show.
Oh,
but
yeah.
What was her original reason?
It was a news story.
No. She was filming the eclipse.
That's
when everyone
was
freaking out over the eclipse. She was filming it and she was like just so in awe of what was happening in the sky. We went from bright to, you know, a moment of like pitch black, and she didn't understand what was going on, but she was taken in the moment and enjoying every single second.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord. Wow. Wow, Lord. Jesus. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Woo!
And then when this is Chestnut Checkers, do you know what he was actually referring to?
Oh, he was doing like a motivational Monday type thing.
Yeah.
Right? Trying to big you up to help you take on your day. And he was
I gotcha. It's Chestnut Checkers.
Okay, cool.
Right?
And then play everything- the game. Don't let the game play you, player. Jesus Christ.
I got that one. What else I got? Oh, my favorite one. Whenever we talk about Roz and how much money he's got.
This is money. Rich. Millionaire.
And then everything else is just Shem's mom.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Cheesecake. Mommy loves you.
There it is.
Show me mom loves you.
Oh, my God. Yes. So embarrassing.
Yeah, those are great.
There you go. Things, what else man? We got today, Maria?
I always love.
Gina says, when Roll Up the Rim was on at Tim Hortons now that it's done, do you think that the car behind you would have been upset if they paid for their order because you get that digital roll up, or do you think that they'd be happy you paid, or would they rather get the roll up?
Okay, what? Explain, what are they asking?
So basically, when you scan your Tim Hortons like card app, you get the roll up to rim every time you buy.
Yeah, you get a digital version.
Like, you get a digital version and you get a paper version. Now, if someone bought your coffee, you don't get the digital roll up.
Oh,
but you so still it's like get the you still get the cup
the
version.
Cup one, but then your chances are cut in half. So would you be upset that someone cut your chances, or would you be happy that they bought the coffee and are paying it
so
forward?
You're talking about like when people are in the drive-thru
and they're paying it
and
forward.
They go, I'll buy the person behind me's order.
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing?
You know what? I'd be happy because I didn't have to pay for the coffee and I have a chance at winning something.
No, but I see the point. On a normal day, I would say, cool, I'll take the free coffee. But during a contest, you're buying my coffee so that you get another digital play. No, I'll pay for my own coffee.
Right.
Oh, wow, damn.
Can you do that? So if you, wait a second. If you're the car in front and you say, I'm going to buy my coffee with the digital play and the roll-up cup. Also, let me buy the person's coffee behind me so I get their digital copy and they just get the coffee?
You get two digital or you only get one digital?
No, you get two. So, for example, like some days I'll go to Tim Hortons and I was during the roll-up the rim and I'd get Mocha coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got
I would
two?
Get both roll-ups on my digital thing, but Mocha wouldn't.
Oh,
he would only get the cup.
Okay.
Oh.
But I was being nice by offering to go walk to Tim Hortons and get us both coffees.
Yeah. That's very kind.
So you were...
But that doesn't piss me off because
no,
I got a coffee.
No. But if you were fully intending to pay and somebody decided to be the do-gooder, the hero of the drive-thru, and decided to pay it forward and pay for your order, I would be pissed.
Mm.
For sure I'd be pissed.
I don't think I would. I think I would think of it as first a nice gesture because, like, it's a kind thing to do.
First of all, don't ever do that to me.
What?
Don't ever pay for my order if you're sitting in front of me.
I
would refuse to accept the order.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
And would you go back in the drive-thru
and
make
I would.
That circle again?
Yep.
100%. No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. I would refuse the order.
Why?
Because it's too invasive. I don't need that in my life. I don't need somebody.
But that's just like a nice thing, man.
No, it's not a nice thing. I'm not looking for a hero.
I'm not looking for recognition.
Nobody is doing it to be nice. They do it to make themselves feel good.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, but that's 100%. The whole concept of paying it forward.
No.
It's the beginning of acts of kindness.
It is not. And then what? All the pressure's on me, right?
No.
I have to do it?
I'm not doing it. Because I need you to do a favor
don't
for
me, put
me
in
or
that
I need
position.
Somebody else to do a favor.
It is
Maybe I'm just feeling generous that day and I want to pay for the coffee behind.
I don't care.
But what if the person behind you is having the worst day in the world?
Not
and
my
you
problem.
Like,
no, I don't know. I don't know. Why do I know that they're having the worst day? If they're having the worst day, what are they honking at me and bumping my car? I'm definitely not paying. What are they slamming their fists against their steering wheel? If I look at my rear view and I see that, you think that the thought that I get is let me buy that guy a Timbit? No, I'm getting the hell out of there.
You know, if there was one person to make pay it forward just sound awful, it would be you.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing.
I could totally see you driving back to the back of the line, too.
Yeah, it puts too much pressure on the person behind you.
But what's the pressure? You buying a $1 coffee for someone?
No. I'm not doing that. I'm not getting in the whole thing of like, what did they get? Oh, let me pay. No, I don't. Give me my coffee and let me live my life. Just stop trying to be a hero all the time.
Wow.
You must be so fun to live with.
Right? Elbows up, everybody. Right? Like, just stop trying to be a hero.
Said elbows up. I love it. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. These are the conversations that take place and the conversations that make Ross rage.
Anyway.
Holy.
I'm sorry. I elbowed up like that.
Great round of DMs today, Maria. Thank you.
I'm shocked.
I know. I'm shocked, too. I feel terrible.
You should buy us all coffee.
Shut up.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
All right, here we are once again. The entire show is here. He's Roz. Mocha. Maria is here. Shem, aka Cheesecake, is here. Dan Amore is here. It is now time for the DM deep dive.
Woo! Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, this is from Leanne, and this is a question for you, Roz.
Oh.
She asks, do you have tips for playing Connections? Because of the show, I started playing Wordle, and I love it. Then Roz mentioned the mini crossword and Connections. The mini crossword I find easier. Connections I find quite challenging, but I still play it daily and usually need to look up hints. Any suggestions?
Really quick, yes. Explain Connections.
Okay,
I've never played
Connections
before.
Connections is... let me just give me one second.
Also,
here.
New York Times.
Like,
it's,
yes.
It's one of the it's, yeah,
same
yeah,
bundle,
yeah,
right?
If you have the app, it's on there.
Okay.
I don't have
you play
the
it,
app.
Maria? Connections?
No, it's too hard. Oh.
Okay, so hold on here. So Connections is 4 rows of 4 squares. Okay.
Okay.
And in each square, there's a different word.
Okay.
And so you have to read the words, and then you have to find 4 that connect in some way. And then, so you click them and then they light up, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example. On this Connections, like one of the words is Pinot, another one is plate, another one is disc, cloud, napkin, fork, glass, card. And then, so you have to look at all these words.
So like glass and plate and fork would go together?
Yes.
Like those are Connections?
Yeah. So here, I'm going to do one right now. So I'm going to
tell me because I'm doing it too.
Okay. So I'm going to click drive. I'm going to click disc. I'm going to click cloud. These all sound like computer things to me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. And I will click card and then I'll hit submit and see if I got one.
Oh, no.
I did.
Oh, you got it.
Okay. I got blue row.
Oh,
right. Okay. Blue is actually the second hardest. So that's what you do. Right. And so you have to try and make groups of 4. Is there a trick? Once you start playing Connections a lot, you realize that the harder levels may be like a word plus this word. Right. So if it was like, based on a movie where, or based on animals, like they always like to put an animal in front of it. Right. Like, door, it could be daycare, it could be whatever, and it could be doggy door, doggy daycare, doggy whatever, right? So like sometimes you're like, where, what's the connection with all those things? And you're like, well, you got to put another word in front of them for them to all make sense.
Maria has the most confused look on her face that I've ever seen in the history of you being on this show.
Did you get it at all?
No.
Okay.
I lost. But some of these pairings don't make any sense.
Like,
flu, rose, I thought it was rosé, so I was putting glass and rosé together and Pinot, thinking it was a thing about wine.
Uh-huh.
And then it's flu, rose, rosé, shot, and thrust. How does that make sense?
Hey, on a Friday night. Night.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Tuesday night.
Maria, how long has it been?
Thursday night.
We shouldn't have to explain how that makes sense.
Yeah, your parents never had to talk with you.
That's
girl.
The first line I got.
Maria's face is so red right now. Okay, let's move on. Next DM, please.
Oh my God. Okay.
Please, like, I hope my boyfriend didn't hear that.
Ray says, question for the team: hot dogs for fingers or spaghetti for hair, but it keeps growing?
Like regular spaghetti hair? For hair.
Spaghetti for hair.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have hot dogs for fingers.
I still want to touch my wife.
That's so gross.
You know what I mean? And they would smell like hot dogs too.
Ew.
Like,
right?
Like, it's so gross.
Yeah.
No. Spaghetti for hair. Why does Maury look like you're the only one that wants to say hot dogs for fingers?
Well, if you bite your fingers off, will they grow back?
I don't know.
Well, no, because hot dogs
right
don't
now,
grow.
But the spaghetti keeps growing, so I'm wondering if you
eat
your hot dogs.
But your hair grows,
your hair grows.
Your fingers don't grow.
So if I eat my wiener fingers.
Yes, if you accidentally bite, like, if you're eating a hot dog with hot dog fingers, and you accidentally bite the tip off,
will it grow back?
You lose that tip forever. The tip is gone.
I can, like, smell the hot dog right now. And like,
no. Okay, next DM, please.
If somebody brought me in a rag right now that just smelled like hot dog water, I would sniff it.
Ew.
Yeah, I would.
Do you actually like the smell of boiled hot dogs?
I love the smell of boiled hot dogs.
Are you someone who puts their hot dogs in mac and cheese too?
No.
Okay, well, no, I just ask. You do?
Yeah, with ketchup.
Back in the day, I would make like, my parents used to get so mad.
Yeah.
Because I'd run through hot dogs like crazy.
Bro.
Make like 6 hot dogs and put in like 2 boxes of mac and cheese.
Yeah, you did.
After
I never did that. I've never done that.
Oh, did you ever have wieners and beans?
No, my brother loved beans and wieners.
No, never.
We even he named his cats Beans and Weenie.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, years ago.
My sister loved hot dogs too. Okay, Alex says, Dear Maria, I was listening to the show this morning and I heard Roz and Mocha roasting you about your voice. I just wanted to say I think your voice is angelic and it brings peace to my soul and you better tell them that.
Yeah.
We don't make fun of your voice. What was it last time we said something about your voice?
I mean,
I've never said anything about your voice.
My voice has been referred to as the worst one ever, a car alarm, sandpaper.
Yeah.
There's been a few
others. That's just from Roz.
You referred to it as a broken down car. What do you mean, Shem?
No. But I've never said it's bad, though.
Yeah.
I've never
said the roast, didn't you just say you hope the worst guy with the voice ever dies?
No.
Well, that's a direct quote. You know that one hit hard, bro.
Yes, but it is unique. And I think, especially in this business, people strive for having the thing that separates them. And I think that for Maria, it comes naturally to you. So I think that you, regardless of what anybody says about your voice, I think that you should always,
you should
never think any less of it.
No, I don't. I definitely love my voice.
Just drop the volume. Just
wow.
Oh my God.
This has been going on for a while.
That's what she said. Thank you, everybody, for all of your DMs. We do it every day. Thanks, Maria. Yes.
Anytime.
Only so much.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
All right, once again, we are at the time where we got to jump into the DM Deep Dive. These are the DMs, by the way, that you are sending in to any of the KISS social accounts. We get them and get a chance to talk about them.
Maria, what do we get in the DMs today?
All right, Krista says, when did the beef between Mocha and Shem actually start? Was it the race? I can't remember a time before that when they would go at each other on the show. I love the competition and digs they throw at one another, and it's really cute because you can tell that they really do love each other.
Why?
Aw, it's all love.
I don't got beef with Sham.
Nah, I got no beef.
There's no beef.
I think the competition side of things had to have been the race.
Yeah, I don't think it happened before that.
Right? It had to have been the race, right, Shem?
That was the first event, but I think...
That was the first event, but I'm with you, Shem. I feel that there was bubbling for a while,
yeah,
right?
The race sort of culminated the first initial actual event between the two of us, but the beef was there before,
I think. I agree.
Yeah. That's why the race happened.
Down at the finish line!
Right? Yeah. I think it has to do more with the fact that we're probably the two most... outwardly competitive people on the show.
Uh-huh.
And when a competition was brought up, you and I, of course, two alphas are going to be like, no, I can do it. I can do better than you.
I for sure felt the beef way before that.
Bruh.
Way before that.
Did you?
Way before that.
Yeah?
Hey, yo, pause.
But yes, I agree. It had been going on for a while, but I'm with Shem that was the culmination of a while, a long while. I would say maybe a year even.
But it really ramped up after the race. Like, I think the race showed it a lot for people.
Yeah, there was like a
more than the little jabs.
I would have said that maybe it would have even ended after the race had Mocha even been a tiny little bit of a gracious winner.
I was.
Mm. Who's a champion? Who's a champion? I am the king. I am the king. You see the crown on this hat? I am the king.
How does that feel?
It feels normal.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then that sparked bowling.
And then it sparked bowling.
Right.
Yeah.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
Whooped you there, and then we just had to. And then we had like disc records. Yours were forgettable. Mine weren't. And then, you know, then it sort of sparked more things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we're good now, though, right? What did you say?
Well, yeah, but you've been awfully quiet, bro. Understandably.
Well, you know, again, I'm gracious when I
win. Who do you think you are? I am!
Anyways, next DM, please.
All right, this is a question for Maury from MT. How come for the 15-plus years he has known Roz and Mocha, he only flirts with Roz and not Mocha? Not even as a joke. I'm confused.
That's actually not true. Years ago when we started this show, Maury actually used to flirt with Mocha more than me.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yep.
Not memorable. You got to step up your game, son.
I mean, ever since Mocha got his neck tattoo.
You're going back to him. You've decided to go back.
Have the tattoo sparked your interest again?
I mean, I'd love both.
You're swinging back. Okay. You're swinging back to Mocha, though?
What is happening?
Yeah.
Said that out loud.
We need to get HR on the phone for this real quick. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable, guys.
Is that door closed?
I said he'd love both, like you guys are flavors.
Yeah. I know. But Maury always used to comment on like the way Mocha smelled, and you were always flirting with Mocha.
Oh my God, Maria. Because yes. You weren't here. I don't know if you remember listening to this back in the day, but did you know that at one point in time, Dammit Maury, as like either birthday, I'm pretty sure it was Christmas, bought me the same cologne that his husband wears?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this,
oh,
no.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He wanted me to wear the same cologne that his husband wears.
Yes.
You guys are all saying it wrong.
Yes. Which is what?
You should be saying, I want you to smell as great as my husband.
No.
That's weird,
Maury. No. But Maury's dousing stick used to poke like
what stick?
Used to point right at Mocha, and then it started pointing at me. Oh. For sure. But it used to point at Mocha.
Small point.
Absolutely.
Are you all both jealous?
No,
it sounds like that. I'm with you, Maury.
It sounds like, the competition is just outside of who's your favorite. It's who's Maury's favorite.
No.
We never asked Maury who's his favorite between Roz and Mocha.
I mean, one of the greatest days of my life was when Mocha helped out because my husband wouldn't when I wasn't feeling well, and Mocha rubbed Vicks on my chest.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That was the best. That was
what
so
happens here?
God, this show used to be good.
Don't ask. Let's move on to the next DM, please.
Right. Big gloves and Vicks.
Well, this is going to be a great segue.
That as a favor either.
Whoa.
Anyways.
Oh, it's so good.
You know, yes. If you Google image, it's still there.
Please don't do that.
Oh, can I do it? Hold on. One second.
Actually, no. You know what?
Mocha.
Yes. Google. Because
Vicks Mocha.
You'll see the disgusted look on my face.
I think you're smiling.
Oh, no. My God. It's there.
Am I right?
Holy.
What did you Google?
Wait, I'm not getting the right pictures.
Oh, wow. Hold on. I'll send it to the group chat. That is, now there's a video. Okay, I don't need to see the video.
No. Can we delete that from the internet?
No.
Why would you do such a thing?
Yo, the look, the pause on Maury's face right now. The best part about this still is that the microphone blocks Maury's face. It's incredible. Okay, here it is.
So what, you can't tell that it's Maury? But you can clearly see
it. Oh, yeah, you look very happy. Look at this. You look very happy.
What kind of phone are you using over there, Motorola?
No, I got it. It's
oh,
ended.
My gosh.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, this is so gross.
Yo, man.
Yeah, you can't tell. Oh
gosh. I cannot wait to resurface this.
You can't even tell that's Maury.
You know what? You know why this looks
Mocha,
like
Mocha, why do you look so excited?
No, you know why this looks like such a bad picture? Guys, you know why?
Why? Because
you don't know that that's Maury, and for a stranger, like the kind of looks like a kid. Yeah.
Maury, I really miss your old
Wow. We appreciate you. We love you. Keep them coming in so we can talk about them every day. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or download the Seeker app.